It's NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The World Alzheimer Congress is meeting this week here in Washington. Researchers from many countries have gathered to share information about Alzheimer's. Many of them would now use the word epidemic to describe the spread of disease. They're looking at the numbers. An estimated 12 million people worldwide have Alzheimer's, 4 million in this country.
Tom DiBaggio is among those diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's. He has a family greenhouse, DiBaggio Herbs, out in the Virginia countryside with a view of the mountains. We have come twice before to talk with Tom DiBaggio and his family, and usually we stop to see how the fish are doing in the large pond in front of the greenhouse.
These are new fish that were born about in the last month, and we've noticed that they have this ability to talk, but they only talk when the sun is out. Unlike a lot of intellectuals who only talk when it's dark, in dark places, these fish come up during the daytime and they make sounds.
What kind of sounds do they make?
Something like that.
Tom DiBaggio is now 58 years old. His diagnosis with early-onset Alzheimer's came a year ago in spring. His son Francesco now has taken over the greenhouse, and Tom is focused on his writing. He's the co-author of a forthcoming 800-page book about herbs, and he's been working on a book about his experience with Alzheimer's. We sit together in a living room with Tom's wife, Joyce, and Francesco, and talk about the recent lavender festival at the greenhouse and about how things are going in general.
I don't remember talking to you before. I know who you are because I know you before Alzheimer's. But things that have happened since this started, I have a lot of trouble remembering.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember when you were here last. Tomorrow I won't remember this. I can't remember yesterday. Unless it's something exceptional, such as this, I might remember it for a couple of days. But I just have no memory of yesterday at all.
Nothing from yesterday?
No. It's just not there. It's gone.
Is that distressing?
Is it distressing? Actually, no. It relieves me of a whole lot of things. You know, when you don't remember what you did yesterday, you can't feel bad about it or good about it. You know, it's just not there. And you're really living in the moment.
Joyce, is he being disingenuous and kidding us here, do you think?
Just no, a bit? He isn't.
No.
Sometimes I think he is, but then I realize that, I mean, we had a lovely 4th of July day with friends at near the Solomon Islands in their little beach house. And the next day I mentioned it and he didn't really remember it. And I said, well, you did have fun. And he said, oh, good, you know.
Francesco, are things happening with your father that you have difficulty understanding?
I wouldn't say I have difficulty understanding.
Does it surprise you to find out now that he can't remember a normal day?
No. I've known that for a while.
Right.
He still surprises me when he remembers something small, you know, to just bring it up and with no prompting. He'll say, you know, this or that. And it almost like it makes you kind of forget when that happens that there's this problem.
How are things, Joyce, at home? He's describing one aspect. What would you say?
They're normal, and then they're abnormal as well. I'm doing a little more cooking than I would like to, because he used to do most of the cooking. But yesterday, I wanted to be in the garden, and I had fixed part of dinner, and I was going to have potato salad, and Tom said, well, I'll do it. And then he couldn't remember right after that what I was going to make. And he had the potato in hand, and he asked me, I don't know, 4 times, now what was I going to do with this? And so finally I just said, well, why don't I just write down the word potato salad so you'll know? And I did, and I crossed my fingers and went outside, and he made a wonderful tasting potato salad.
We read about Alzheimer's patients much more advanced than you are, who have difficulty at night and become disoriented at night and wander at night and become sleepless? Are you noticing anything?
No, I sleep very well.
Do you?
Yeah. That's something that scares me. I mean, the possibility of that happening scares me. Once or twice, when I take my regular walk, I've had kind of a ghostly feeling. I separate that from a real feeling, but this kind of feeling like I'm not really here, and I don't know where I am, and then it goes away.
Do you ever have trouble finding your way walking?
No, I just walk a circle.
Right.
I would just walk a big circle.
Joyce, how is your artwork going? What's going on with your...
Nothing much yet. It's still been 2 years since I've actually printed. I'm a printmaker normally. And I'm just beginning. Just in the last couple of days, I felt enough energy to prepare the plates. And I have the drawings. I have everything just about ready to go, but I just haven't been able to get over that hump to actually do it, to actually finish it.
Since Tom's diagnosis?
Basically. Well, since my mother died shortly before that, and I had to take care of her estate by myself, basically. And then he was diagnosed, so.
Are you still seeing a physician outside of the family therapy for Tom? Are you seeing anybody independently?
I see the same person, a psychiatrist that we all go to. Well, we had a family session yesterday, and she's wonderful and gave me medicine that I know has helped, and she monitors his medicine as well.
And so you see her separately?
Yes.
Yes. How does it go, the family therapy sessions? What do you think about it, Francesca?
It's kind of like what we're doing right now.
Is it?
Yeah. We just sit and talk and find out what's going on. I've heard two of the stories he's told 2 days in a row now since he talked about the book yesterday and some of the other things we've talked about here.
Right. But do you find it helpful?
No, not particularly.
Not particularly, no.
No.
You have finished the draft of a journal book about your experiences, and you also have a book about herbs coming out this fall?
Yes, that's coming out in when is it?
Sometime in November, we think.
Yeah, November.
And what is it? It's a...
It's a compendium of herb... What is it?
Herbs. The Big Book of Herbs.
I think it's called The Big Book of Herbs, and it tells stories of different herbs, how to use them, just about everything you'd want to know about probably several hundred herbs.
How to grow them, how to use them, how
right.
to cook with them, history. When you look at that text now, do you recall writing it? Does it seem fresh to you? Does it seem like somebody else did it?
Actually, I haven't read it. It's sitting on the floor. And I don't know. This is something that Art Tucker and I have worked on for 10 years, and
he's your co-author.
Yeah, and presumably I will remember whole bunches of it. I just haven't had the time to look at it. These two things were going on at the same time, and about the time that went to press, I was getting finished with the my book Losing My Mind, and so I really haven't. And right away, I got started on another book.
You had another one.
Yeah, because I can't keep sane otherwise. I think I just. It's the only way that I can connect with myself anymore. Otherwise, I just kind of walk around in a haze.
You were honored recently by the Herb Society of America. Tell us about that. Meeting in Baltimore?
There's a meeting in Baltimore. Francesco and I went up, didn't we?
Rick.
Rick went too. Okay, yeah. Rick and Francesco and I went up.
Rick Tagg, your greenhouse manager.
And I don't remember a whole lot about it. I prepared some kind of a quick and easy talk to say thank you. I don't remember too much about it. Tell me some more things about it, Francesco.
That was your typical kind of thing, a group of people there to applaud everybody in the field. And what was unusual about it is that he's not a member, and it's extremely unusual for this organization to give any kind of award to someone outside of their organization. And it's quite extraordinary, actually, to see this. All these old ladies lining up to say, you probably don't remember me, or you never met me, and I just wanted to hold your hand and say thank you for everything you've done for the herb business.
They asked me to give a little talk, and I don't remember exactly what I said. So I just told some funny stories, tried to add a little humor to this whole thing, because everybody knew I was sick. But herbs have been my life for the last 25 years, and it's work that's pleasant but very demanding, and it's something that hardly anybody takes very seriously. It's not serious work. But it's really nice. I've had the opportunity to develop new plants, and it was really nice to have some people tell me that they paid attention to what I'd done.
I think we'll stop there. Thank you, Tom, for talking with us.
Thank you.
And Joyce.
Thanks.
Francesco.
Thank you.
Tom DiBaggio, his wife Joyce, and son Francesco, speaking with us at DiBaggio Herbs in Chantilly, Virginia.
This is NPR's All Things Considered.